Ephraim feeds on wind and chases the east wind. He continually multiplies lies and desolation. They make a covenant with Assyria, and oil is carried into Egypt. Yahuwah also has a controversy with Judah, and will punish Jacob according to his ways. According to his deeds, he will repay him. In the womb, he took his brother by the heel, and in his manhood, he contended with Elohim. Indeed, he struggled with the angel and prevailed. He wept and made supplication to him. He found him at Bethel, and there he spoke with us, even Yahuwah, Elohim of hosts. Yahuwah is his name of renown. Therefore, turn to your Elohim. Keep kindness and justice, and wait continually for your Elohim. A merchant has dishonest scales in his hand. He loves to defraud. Ephraim said, "Surely I have become rich. I have found myself wealth. In all my wealth they won't find in me any iniquity that is sin. But I am Yahuwah your Elohim from the land of Egypt. I will yet again make you dwell in tents, as in the days of the solemn feast. I have also spoken to the prophets, and I have multiplied visions, and by the ministry of the prophets I have used parables. Want Gilead is wicked, surely they are worthless. In Gilgal they sacrifice bulls. Indeed, their altars are like heaps in the furrows of the field. Jacob fled into the country of Aram. Israel served to get a wife. For a wife he tended flocks and herds. By a prophet Yahuwah brought Israel up out of Egypt, and by a prophet he was preserved. Ephraim has bitterly provoked anger. Therefore his blood will be left on him, and his master will repay his contempt.